I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. presidential election will be decided tomorrow, though it may take days to count the votes. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says Christians can't blend into a culture of strife and bitter division.
We do that, and we're going to give folks another reason to not choose Jesus. In Philippians chapter 3, we have a good reminder that we have dual citizenship. Of course, my passport tells me I'm an American citizen. My Bible says these words, our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there.
After the election, we need to pray for the elected leaders. The results will cause some people to rejoice. Others will be disappointed or even afraid. Christians need to treat others with respect, understanding, and gentleness, always pointing to Jesus Christ as the one true King. Even as the Philippines struggles through flooding, storm damage, terrorism, and COVID-19, there's an encouraging story. Gospel workers partnered with Christian Aid Mission take every opportunity to share the hope of Christ. We get the details from MNN's Lindsay Koh.
A local ministry leader and three co-workers were waiting to get through a security checkpoint on Mindanao. The leader decided to start their work right then and there with the soldiers who were detaining them. By the time he was finished praying, the group of soldiers had accepted Christ. It's a pretty amazing story considering the challenges faced in the Philippines. Yet the thirst for hope and truth grows. Pray for these mission workers in the Philippines as they use creative ways to share the gospel, whether it's through home-printed Bible studies, seizing every opportunity, or providing a cold cup of water in Jesus' name in disaster. More on this at missionnews.org. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. They're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.